Joining us now on the Lely Radio Sports page, we have a new basketball coach, Jason Carter. So we catch up with Coach Carter. How's your summer going so far?
It's going really well, actually. We've gone to a few camps already, given some kids some opportunities to play in a lot of games already, and went down to Lawrence, Kansas, and went to a camp down there at the University of Kansas, which was a ton of fun and a great experience for the kids. And played some local teams at Grandview as well, and we're going to be playing three more days this weekend, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, in Johnston. So lots of opportunities for our kids to get in some competitive varsity basketball games and gain some really valuable experience.
Let's talk about the trip to Lawrence, Kansas that was late last week. What attracted you about this one?
Every couple of years we try to get away from, around central Iowa and go to a camp where we have to travel a little bit and stay overnight. Number one, because it's just a fun experience for the kids. The kids really love that. It's a great time to come together as a team and hang out. We stayed in the dorms down there. It was a three-day camp, so we played one, then four, and then two games. So we played seven total games. Wow. So it was a lot of fun. Got to hang out as a team, so which is a lot of fun. Get away from around here and play teams that we're just not used to playing. So we were able to play some super competitive teams down there as well.
Yeah, I understand you kind of got bumped up in class, played some of the larger schools over there.
Yeah, so we were supposed to play they have two divisions down there. I actually originally signed us up for the large school division, but then after looking at some of the schools that played there in past years, the small school division, their high school still had 1,000 students even that was bigger than us. So we ended up playing in the large school division, which is mostly inner city teams out of Kansas City. We played a team from Lubbock, Texas. We played a team from Indiana. We played teams from five different states, which was really cool. Yeah. We just made the most of it and said, we'll just roll with it. Because they said they were going to bump us down, and then they just something got mixed up and then left us where we were at, which again, but we got a really good opportunity to play some really good teams and see what was out there. And I think when bottom line is, we went into this camp, I told the boys, I don't care how many games we win coming into this thing. Yeah. The biggest thing is I want to see us get better and get tougher as a group. And just be challenged every single time we step on the floor and kind of find out what it really takes to play competitive varsity basketball. And I'll tell you what, those first five teams we played, I bet every single one of them would have challenged for the 3A state title here in Iowa pretty easily. And a couple of them probably would have won it pretty easily. So we kept it competitive in two of those first five, where it was one lost one by single digits, one lost one by about 10. The other two we lost by right around 20 to 25. Yeah. But again, we had to compete to stay within those point margins. So, but again, and I think it was really an eye opener for especially the, outside of our top two or three coming back that played some varsity basketball. One of our kids even made the comment. He's like, man, you really got to work hard just to get open. On the wing to start your offense is like, so I really think, it'll help our kids, understand what it takes to compete at a high level. Cause those are the types of games you want to be in, at the end of next season, when it comes to, making a run at the state tournament.
Yeah, I was going to kind of ask you what the kids' response was, but kind of what their comments were. And it sounds like, they really took it seriously and got shown something a little different than what they're used to.
Yeah, and absolutely. Again, so some of those teams we're playing, we played a prep school. I think it was Rockhurst out of the Kansas City area. And all those kids are playing basketball year round. Yeah. They're going to a specific school just to play basketball. I thought as the games moved forward, we did a much better job of understanding, how we need to play, to get ourselves to that next level against, that next competition, which again, the last couple of years, we've been able to have some success against kind of the lower to middle of the row teams, yeah. but It's just being able to make that jump to, you know, the little higher caliber teams like the Dallas Center Grimes and the Norwalks and the Pellas, you know, at least in our conference, you know, to be able to figure out what we need to do to make that next jump.
And a lot of times, you know, when the kids are having fun, you know, they kind of learn more and you know, more receptive to stuff. And
I'm
sure it was a fun trip. They learned,
It was a great time. It was a great experience, I think, for the kids. They had a lot of fun in the dorms, hanging out. You know, they, you know, did some different things and played some cards. And, you know, again, it was just a lot of fun just to kind of chill and hang out together. But at the same time, when we got into those games, it's a lot lower pressure because, you know, push comes to shove in one of these camps that really that makes no difference. So they were able to just kind of sit back and take it in as a whole. But at the same time, be competitive. You know, we won our last two games because after you play in a pool and then the last couple games, they pair you up against teams in other pools. And I mean, after looking at things, I think we got put in a pretty tough pool. I mean, we played, you know, at least two or three of the best teams that I saw at the camp altogether. But, you know, like I said, that's good for us. And by the time we got to those last two games, we won the last two games, you know. And the last game that we played, it was a close game all the way to the end, was back and forth. And we actually we had a two-point lead and fouled one of their kids going to the hoop with about 6 seconds left and gave up. You know, they ended up tying it with 6 seconds left, and then we ended up going coast-to-coast. Caden Klein ended up kind of dribbling through some guys and pulled up from about 10 feet and drilled a shot to hit a game winner to close out the camp. So that was a really fun way to end the camp as well, you know, and, you know, send us on our way. But it was a great experience for the kids.
Definitely. And were these freshmen up through what will be seniors next year?
We had, let's see, mostly going to be juniors and seniors coming with us. So for this particular camp. But most of them were JV players last year, with the exception of Caden Dawson. And then Grant played a little bit at the end of last year as well. So most of the rest of the guys were primarily JV guys next year. But again, I think all of them are going to, you know, definitely be challenging for varsity time come next winter.
I know, talking to you before, that class that was sophomores last year, juniors this year, had some pretty good players in there.
Yeah, there's absolutely some great players. Oh, and then actually it's, we had two gonna-be sophomores coming up. So Bubba came back, and Bubba ended up played a decent amount of varsity last year. And then Jackson Riney came with us, you know, who's going to be one that's going to bring us a lot more size and length on the floor. And he did a really nice job at the camp, too. And I think, he kind of got some real valuable experience of how to really kind of get tough down low and bang in the post. And, you know, I thought he did a really good job this last weekend as well.
You haven't had a lot of those big guys lately.
No, you know, I think going into this year, we could have as much length as we had since I've been in here, really. Yeah. So, you know, really excited about that. And we got a good mix of some length and some posts. And we got quite a few guards with some experience coming back, too. So really excited to see what these guys can do the rest of the summer and moving into next winter.
All right. Well, looking forward to covering you coming up next season. Thanks for spending time with us today.
Yeah, thank you.
And that is the head Newton basketball coach for the Newton boys basketball team, Jason Carter, joining us on today's Lely Radio Sports page.